Hello again, running friends. It's James here, and I'm back with another one of my daily running podcasts. I wanted to do something a little bit different today and actually invite my friend and colleague Marcus onto the podcast to talk about marathon training, to talk about particularly his success with Valencia Marathon last year and what he learnt in that whole process. I'll let Marcus talk about what he's focusing on going forwards into the next year, but that's a whole nother story. So welcome and thanks for joining me.
Yeah, it's great to be here. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So to give a bit of context, Marcus actually will be a face that many of you, particularly those who are in the 30-day challenge Transform Your Running group and the Bulletproof Runners group, will recognize. Marcus has been helping me out here at Kinetic Revolution, looking after the groups and making sure everything's running smoothly since about November time. So yeah, pretty much since marathon time itself. So, I mean, I haven't mentioned how you got on. It was your first marathon. I know some people are going to be a little bit sick to hear it, but tell me.
So the whole point of the race was to go sub 3 hours. I ended up running 3:56, I think, if I remember result. On my watch, it said
2:56,
yeah. And yeah. On my result, on my watch, it said 2:54, so... A lot of people say don't go by your watch, but that's what I'm taking.
Strava says 2:54. Yeah, take it.
Yeah, we'll do.
Fantastic. So, I mean, obviously, a lot of people are going to look at that and think, "Blimey, first marathon, 2:54. That's crazy talk." It's not like you're coming from nowhere. It's not like you suddenly decided that you wanted to run a marathon and you'd never really trained for much before. What was your background kind of going into marathon training?
So I'd been running for around 8 years on and off. Started off as sprinting when I was a little bit younger, had like 100 meters, 400 meters. Really progressed with that for a couple of years. And then as exam periods hit, I started to go into long distance running to reduce stress really more than anything. And I felt like long distance running helped more than sprinting. And progressed from there, did my first 10K. In about 55 minutes and progress on to now 34 minutes. So
fantastic. Wow. Yeah, flying along. So in terms of your training, I know a lot of people will be very interested when it comes to how you stepped up from training for 10Ks, 10 milers, half marathons, things like that, up to marathon distance and clearly doing very well. What were the main kind of points that you took away from your training? What looking back did you learn during the process and what did your training look like?
I'll start off with what my training looked like and then elaborate. So I had a plan written for me. Do we name drop?
Can do if you want.
Yeah. I had a plan written for me by Robert Sears at Focus for Fitness with quite a high mileage and triathlon built into the training. I ended up dropping the triathlon and just focusing on the running because I worked quite a high demand job at the time. So I reduced the mileage as well. One of my peak weeks was about 35 to 40 miles, which some people would say is a bit bonkers going into a marathon and only running 40 miles to train for a sub 3 hour marathon. Because the research that I did, the majority of runners were running 70, 80 mile weeks.
Mm. And that's definitely common wisdom, isn't it? Common wisdom is that, you know, if you're wanting to break those kind of sub 3 kind of barriers, you know, the mileage is a big, big part of that. Yeah. So it's really interesting to me to hear that you peaked around about that kind of 35 mile week. I think if anything, it kind of begs a question of what could be.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm using going into my next marathon, which we'll elaborate on later. But the majority of my training in the week was 2 easy runs, 1 speed session, 1 tempo session, and then a long run, which included some marathon pace. The majority of my sessions did include marathon pace, just getting used to that speed, what your body needed to be used to run 26.2 miles.
Absolutely. And you have because I know you've been heavily into kind of marathon training and things like that. So you have a good endurance base there, certainly. And did you feel that carried you well into the training? Or?
Oh, 100%. Like, I have the philosophy that if you can train easy and race hard, then why not? Where my training was concerned, and the marathon method is basically you train to a specific heart rate. That's the peak of your aerobic capacity. You train at that heart rate for the majority of your running sessions, And as that heart rate gets used to that, it jumps as more of like a threshold. So you've got your threshold pace, and that's the pace you can sustain for an hour, but you also have an aerobic threshold pace, which is, there's a whole formula on it on Phil Maffetone's website, where it's basically,
we can leave a link in the description as well.
We'll put a link in the description. Yeah, so it's 180 minus your age, and you get a heart rate based on that, and you train to that, retest every 6 weeks, and you get faster and faster, slower, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So running slow to race fast, effectively. And
pretty much.
The big thing that I found with that, again, whether it's specifically people kind of adhering to the Maffetone method, or whether it is people just using the same kind of principle, is that a lot of the time people don't have the patience for it. They don't give it time, because it does take time, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh, definitely. And having the mindset to run slower is pretty difficult when you're used to running that much quicker in training.
100%, definitely. Now, what about, you were talking about nutrition a little bit before we came on, before we came on air. What did you learn from a nutrition perspective?
So I normally, as I was reading up to doing nutrition for a marathon, they say to take a gel every 20 to 30 minutes, which I thought was a bit crazy considering you have to take on about 12 gels for your marathon. So I doubled it and just thought, I'll just go with it, see what happens. I use Talk gels, they have some silly flavors. Had one every 40 minutes, and that seemed to work until the last, I'd say 21 to 22 miles, where I felt like I needed that extra little bit of top up of energy. So on course, they had Powerade and fresh fruit, so I just took that on board, and I didn't have any stomach troubles, any cramps, any proper energy loss. Whereas all marathons, you're going to feel like you have lack of energy in the last few miles, so you need that little bit of top up.
Yeah, absolutely. And what would you, in terms of Valencia Marathon itself, clearly with such an incredible experience, I guess, for your first marathon, let alone time-wise, would you recommend it?
Oh, 100%. There's I think there's a band playing every 4 miles. So if you think you're getting bored, you'll never get bored. There's encouragement en route. You're always going to be talking to runners. It's the kind of run that isn't too crazy either. You think about London Marathon, it's constant noise. But Valencia, you will have them patches where you've got time to think, time to reevaluate how you're running without any crowd noises, any runners that are getting in your way, shoulder barging. It's really, really nice course, and it is a PB course too.
Fantastic, cool. So hopefully it might be something that that hasn't been on your radar, and as a listener, this is something that hasn't been on your radar, and perhaps it's something you might want to take a look at if you're looking for an autumn marathon. So was there anything in particular, sort of pacing wise, that you look back on and wish you'd done, well, I was going to say wish you'd done differently. I mean, that's result-wise, it's, you know, you can't really argue, but is there anything, you know, pacing-wise that you're either very happy with or wish you'd done differently? Or you tell me, what were you thinking?
So going into the marathon, I knew I had to average 6:38-minute miling to get my sub-3 target. And that was always the target from the very beginning. So I started off at that pace with a little bit reserved in the tank. And I think when I got to about 20 miles, I thought, oh, okay, I feel pretty good here, but I didn't want to risk hitting the wall at 22 miles and increasing the pace. That is one regret that I do have. I wish I did run a little bit quicker, because I did have a little bit too much in the tank, in muscular-wise and aerobically-wise. Maybe not energy-wise. I was just starving for food and wanted that energy in me, but body-wise, I could definitely have pushed that little bit harder. But for a first marathon,
it's so hard, first marathon-wise, isn't it? It's,
yeah.
It's that eternal question of how do you pace for a distance that you've never run before.
Learning curve, definitely.
Huge learning curve. Yeah. You know, one that's very, very easy to get wrong. I think all of us will agree it's a work in progress, whether you're at the very, very sharp end of the field, or whether you are, you know, just in, you know, hoping to get round. It's certainly something which, you know, is constantly a work in progress. So talking about work in progress and looking forwards, What's your next goal?
So I haven't got anything short term, but I've just started a marathon in a year plan, purely focused on London Marathon. Now, I thought I was guaranteed entry for Good for Age from Valencia, but they've changed their system now. So I'm still going to focus all my training for a year on London. But if I don't get in through the qualifying times, I'm either going to fall onto Bungie Marathon, Manchester Marathon, or Brighton Marathon. But with the marathon a year, I'm basically documenting everything I do, whether that's diet, how I feel that day, what training I'm doing, why I'm doing that training, just to give people an insight, really, mainly from a training perspective, mainly from my diet perspective. Being a vegan, a lot of people are worried about how they train for a marathon on a vegan diet, because there's the whole information about there about not having the energy to do it based on the diet, how you're going to feel, how you're going to recover. And hopefully with that, I can give a lot of people some insight to how you can do it on that diet and different types of training that I'm going to experiment with over the year.
Totally. And I know there'll be a lot of people very interested in and keeping a slight eye on how your training's going and enjoying following your whole experience along. So best of luck with that.
Thank you very much.
Cool. Well, thank you for joining me. I look forward to hearing how you get on. Obviously, I'll be hearing blow for blow details sitting next to each other in the office. And thank you everybody for listening. I'll leave details for where you can find Marcus online, on social media, etc., in the show notes. If you've been enjoying these regular daily podcasts, then please do head on over to the iTunes store. Don't forget, leave a rating, leave a review, let me know what's on your mind, and I will speak to you in tomorrow's episode. See you then. Bye now.